Blog Talk Radio.
You never knew yourself. You never knew you'd go through the things you've been through. You never knew that you knew all about. But I heard it for the sake.
Hey, good news, that's our portion. We believe in health, not sickness. We're the first and we're not the last. Great is he that is in us and he that's in the world. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio, if she would facilitate the broadcast today with the help of Evangelist Sharon from Pennsylvania. At this time, I'm going to ask Pastor Bell if she would take it over. Thank you so much.
Praise God. Good evening,
Good afternoon, everyone. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Amen. That's God's portion. Amen. And it says the good news is just the word of God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, we're going to ask, I don't know if Evangelist Renee is on.
Yes, she's on.
Okay. So, Evangelist Renee, would you lead us in prayer?
Yes. Our Father, with a heart in heaven, we come before you today, dear Lord, with thanksgiving in our hearts. Thank you for blessing us to wake up and see another day, another chance to hear your word with the scripture, dear Lord. We just thank you for all your many blessings. We ask that you will bless the sick and the shut in, the bereaved families, dear Lord, the government, that's patrol. Just bless them, Lord. And dear Lord, I'm asking you to be a fence around our young people, dear Lord. You know what's going on. It's just all over the place. And you know. And we just ask that you will be a fence around our young people, dear Lord.
Yes.
We thank you for all your many blessings. Ask that you will be with Pastor Bell and Pastor Beasley as they bring us the word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. We thank you for that beautiful prayer. Amen, amen. Praise God. And we'd like to just thank each and every one that's joining us on today. Pastor had been teaching on, let me get to my notes here. He was teaching on integrity and developing a life of integrity and restoring with integrity in our heart. Amen. And so that word integrity means quality of being honest and fair. The state of being complete or whole. And so in God's word is letting us know that's what we have to be. And so when you talk about complete, complete is having all necessary parts, not lacking anything, not limited in any way, not requiring more work, entirely done or completed, to bring an end, especially into a perfected state, and once again, to make whole or perfect. And so I just wanted to bring that out. So in some of the scriptures that we had shared, you know, it's talking about to be restored back to the beginning in the word of God. You know, it says in the beginning God created. So, you know, as Pastor was sharing how, you know, God is getting us, this is our way that we can be the way we need to be in the beginning. And we had everything because the scripture said what God made was good and very good and is good and very good. And how do we go about that? It's getting in the word of God and having our life change. So we had, one of our scriptures was from Colossians 3, verses 1 through 4. So, if you go to the Sharon, if you can read that from the King James, and I will read it from Okay. Maybe her phone is muted. So Colossians 3, verses 1 through 4 from the King James. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye appear with him in glory. Amen, amen. Praise God. So we're talking about that integrity. So when it's talking about set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, that's integrity. Because now you have in your mind on God. So from the Message Bible, it says, so if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. Look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective. Your old life is dead. Your new life is your real life. I like that. Even though invisible to spectators, is with Christ in God. He is your life now. So if he's in your life, then we should be walking in integrity. Amen. Praise God. So that was one of the scriptures Pastor had shared with us. And then he was saying, let Christ dwell in you. Let Christ dwell in you. You know, that lets us know that you can be out of the will of Christ. But if you let Christ dwell in you, then his word will be in you. Amen, amen. Praise God. The next scripture is also in Colossians 3, verses 12 through 14. And that scripture says, to put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Amen, amen. And so, that's what we have to do. Amen. So, 12 through 14 from the Message Bible says, so, chosen by God for this new life of love, dressed in the wardrobe God picked out for you. Compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline, be even-tempered, content with second place, quick to forgive an offense. Forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you. And regardless of what else you put on, wear love. It's your basic all-purpose garment. Never be without it. Amen. And so that's integrity. I want to get to also, I think it was another scripture that we had shared was in John 16 and verse 27. Let me make sure I have that right. Oh, yes. Okay, John 16, 27. And it reads from the King James. But the Father himself loveth you because ye have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. And that was just one of the scriptures that we had on integrity. And that 17th chapter and the 23rd verse also, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Praise God. We also talked a little bit, that was one of the scriptures that we had shared. I want to say there was a scripture in Proverbs. Let me see how far back I have went here. Psalms. Looks like Psalms 41 was one of the verses on integrity. It's so important for us to have. Because when you have that, you're going to be honest. You're going to be faithful. You're going to go to God first and ask him to direct your path in all things. Our pastor demonstrates integrity. He stay focused. He stay in the word of God and allowing God's word to guide and direct him as he follows Christ. So in Psalms 41 and verse 2 it says, the Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth, and thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemy. Wow. And verse 12 says, and as for me, thou upholdest me in thy, I'm sorry, let me start over. And as for me, thou upholdest me in my integrity and sittest me before thy face forever. Amen. Can I read that again? Verse 12. And as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity and sittest me before thy face forever. Amen, amen. I think I'm going to read that also out of the Message Bible. Praise God. Evangelist Sharon, are you available? My Lord, all right. So Psalms 41, and I did read, I'm going to read the same verses also, verse 41 and verse 2. I'm going to start with the first verse that says, dignify those who are down on their luck. You'll feel good. That's what God does. God looks after us all, makes us robust with life. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Then it goes on to say, I just want to, it looks like I need to go ahead and read all of this here. So actually, from the Message Bible, verses 1 through 3. So as I continue reading, it says, God looks after us all, makes us robust with life. Lucky to be in the land, we're free from enemy worries. Whenever we're sick in the bed, God becomes our nurse. Nurse us back to health. Isn't that beautiful to know? Amen. And you can expect that because you're walking in integrity. You're walking in the will of God. You're allowing Him to direct you, to lead you. And so in verse 12, it says, you know me inside and out. You hold me together. You never fail to stand me tall in your presence so I can look you in the eye. Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. We're walking in the integrity of God. We first got to have God's word in our life. You know, you have to allow Him to show us how to live. And He said, you are a new creature in Christ. So if you're new in Christ, you walking in integrity. Amen. Now let us go to Proverbs 11 and 3, I believe it is. That's another scripture that we had on integrity. So Proverbs 11 and verse 3. It reads as follows from the King James Bible. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. I'll read that again. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. Amen. And then they have a reference verse there, and that's Proverbs 13 and verse 6, which reads 13:6 from the King James, has said, righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way, can this overthrow the sinner. Amen, amen. Righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way, but the wickedness overthrows the sinner. Amen, amen. Praise God. So back to 11:3, the integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. Amen, amen. Are we talking about integrity? Remember, it's important for us to have that. And we should be walking in that. And so from the Message Bible, 11:3, it says, the integrity of the honest keep them on track. The deviousness of crooks bring them to ruin. So the integrity of the honest keeps them on track. That means God's word is in their heart. That's where we have to have that word, and we have to guard it. Pastor talked about the heart also. He talked about the heart, not the organ in our chest. But we're talking about the spirit. So he said when you're talking about heart, talking about the spirit of a person. That's what we're talking about. So that's why when the Lord put the word, he change the word so that it's in our heart. He wants that word in our heart. When it's in your heart, your consciousness, you're aware of right and wrong. When you go to do wrong, the Lord will turn you around. Spirit within us, that we will do that which is right. I like David, and I think Pastor talked about that as well, about David. His spirit was right. Because he asked the Lord, Lord, give me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. So that lets us know that we can have the wrong spirit within us. Amen. We can have the wrong spirit within us. We had another scripture that we shared. I'm going to go to Colossians. Chapter 1. Amen. Get there. Amen. Colossians 1. I just love the book of Colossians. I mean, once I get to studying, I love it all, though, so I can't really... Praise God. Just say I just love Colossians, but I do. The study and the way the pastor brought it out. You really have to listen to the recording. But Colossians 1, verses 9 and 10 from the King James. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Praise God to read that again. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. In all the knowledge of God. How do we do that? How we do that? Being in his word. Praise God. Yes. The 11th verse says, strengthen with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. And that 12th verse says, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Praise God, praise God. I know I read further, but as you look at that, just know that we're walking in the integrity and uprightness. You have to be new in Christ. We say, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. When you allow the Spirit of Christ to dwell richly within you. I like the way it says, we are partakers. And as our pastor say, take your part. Amen. Take your part. So from the Message Bible, verses 9 and 10. Well, actually, I read further. I read through the verse. Okay. It says, be assured that from the first day we heard of you, we haven't stopped praying for you, asking God to give you wise minds and spirits attuned to his will, and so acquire a thorough understanding of the ways in which God works. We pray that you'll live well for the Master, making him proud of you as you work hard in his orchard. As you learn more and more how God works, you will learn how to do your work. We pray that you'll have the strength to stick it out over the long haul, not the grim strength of gritting your teeth, but the glory strength God gives. It is strength that endures the unendurable and spills over into joy, thanking the Father who makes us strong enough to take part in everything bright and beautiful that he has for us. Amen, amen. So let me go back up to this one part. It says, as you learn more. Pastor had shared that it's been a while back, where he said we have to learn to be in Christ, learn to be like Christ, learn to have the mind of Christ. So as the word says here, as you learn more and more how God works, you will. Didn't say maybe, didn't say might. He said you will learn how to do your work. That's becoming a partaker. Amen. We pray that you'll have, get out over the long haul. And not be, I like to say grim. It said not the grim strength of gritting your teeth, but the glory strength that God gives. See, God gives us that glory strength. Amen. It says it is strength that endures the unendurable and spills over into joy, thanking the Father who makes us strong enough to take part in every bright and beautiful, bright and beautiful that He has for us. See how much we are to be like Him. Amen, amen. And then when we was, one day we shared Colossians 3 and verse 16, where it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Amen. That's why we should have the mind of Christ. Because when we have the mind of Christ, that's what we want to do. We want more of Him. We want more of His word. We want to do these things. We want to be able to sing these songs. It said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. In all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Then that 17th verse says, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Amen, amen. And then, you know what? It makes me think back. It takes me back to the second verse where it says, you got to set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Verse 1 says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. And then that third verse turns around and say, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. And let me read that out of the out of the Message Bible. And starting with verse 12, even though I read it earlier, but it's worth reading again. It says, so chosen by God for this new life of love. And it said, dress in the wardrobe God picked out for you. And then it gives us the wardrobe that we're dressing in. Compassion, kindness, humility, quiet, strength, discipline, be even-tempered, content with second place, quick to forgive and offense. Forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you. And regardless of what else you put on, wear love. So we are to wear love. It's our basic, all-purpose garment. Never be without it. So verse 15 through 17 is that, let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other. I think Pastor talked about that peace. Not the peace that the world gives, but the peace that God gives. See, the peace that God gives us, that we have a peace of mind when we have his peace. And he had talked about that peace. So verse 15 said, let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. None of this going off, doing your own thing, and cultivate thankfulness. That means give him thanks for all things. It says, let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense. You know, when you hear that, using good common sense, that lets you know you can just be off track. You won't have good common sense. And then it says, and sing your hearts out to God. Let every detail in your lives, words, actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master Jesus, thanking him. We want to thank God, the Father, every step of the way. Amen, amen. And then I went back over there to verse 1. It says, so if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, then we should act like it. Amen. And then it says, look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. I like this. That's where the action is. Praise God, praise God. So as we put on the new, let us put everything of the new of Christ, being new in Christ. Because that's what verse 10 says. It says, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge of him that created him. So see, that's that completeness, because you complete in Christ. Amen. That's one of the definitions that I had given in that. And also, that's what it talks about, the integrity. It says the quality of being honest and fair, the state of being complete. Amen. There was another scripture I like to bring out, and that was Isaiah 40. And verse 31, Isaiah 40, and verse 31, it reads as, okay, from the King James, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Can I say that again? But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. And the reference scripture is Psalms 103 and verse 5. Amen. Psalms 103 and verse 5. Who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. Can I say that again? Who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. Pastor had shared that. He had spoke on that about the eagle too, how the eagle flies up so high and how his feathers are renewed. He renews how he gets off to himself. And you really have to listen to that, how he brings that out. I certainly enjoyed the illustration that he had given unto us and how he shared that with us. So as I go to Isaiah, the Message Bible, Isaiah 40 and 31, and it reads, but those who wait upon God get fresh strength. They spread their wings and soar like eagles. They run and don't get tired. They walk and don't lag behind. Can I say that again? Those that wait upon God get a fresh strength. Thank you, Lord. They spread their wings and soar like eagles. They run and don't get tired. They walk and don't faint. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, for that. Amen. That's why we have to have God's word. We need to be in his word so that we can, when we get down, we can regain our strength. Amen. And then the reference verse, Psalms 103 and verse 5. But it looks like I'm going to go up just a little bit here to the third verse. Oh, no, I can come down. That's okay. So verse 5, he crowned you with love and mercy, a paradise crown. He wraps you in goodness, beauty eternal. He renews your youth. You're always young in his presence. Isn't that beautiful? He renews your youth. You're always young in his presence. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. We also read Galatians 6 and 1. Now let me go there. Galatians 6 and verse 1. Praise God. So Galatians 6 and verse 1. from the King James. Okay, here we go. It said, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Amen. I'm sorry I didn't put a note by that one, but I'll read it from the Message Bible. It said, live creatively, friends. If someone falls into sin, forgivingly restore him, saving your crucial comments for yourselves, or critical comments for yourselves. You might be needing forgiveness before the day is out. Amen. So that's why we have to be careful as we help one another. Amen. All right, I'm trying to see what's this. And also, we had read James 1, verses 18 and 22. The previous scripture I had read, Galatians, when we talk about restore, when we're restoring someone, that's what we do. You know, let me go back to, before I go to the next one. So Galatians 6 and 1, so when you're restoring and we're restoring, help to restore someone, or restoration, as Pastor would say, it said, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. Okay, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. And the Message Bible says, live creatively, friends. If someone falls into sin, forgivingly restore him, saving your critical comments, or crucial comments, as crucial comments for yourself. What did the Message Bible say? You might be needing them. So let us help and restore one another. Amen. In meekness, the Message Bible was saying. Okay. Amen. So James 1, verses 18 through 22 says, of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruit of his creature. Wherefore, my brethren, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves.
Mm.
Amen, amen. That scripture is so important for us to be doers of the word. So, you know, we're restoring one another and be doers of the word. Verse 21 again says, wherefore lay apart all filthy and superfluity of naughtiness. They lay it apart and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. That's what's going to save us, the word of God. Amen, amen. And so from the Message Bible, James 1:18-22, there is nothing deceitful in God, nothing two-faced, nothing fickle. He brought us to life using the true word, showing us all as the crown of all his creatures. Post this at all the intersections, dear friends. Lead with your ears, follow up with your tongue, and let anger straggle along in the rear. God's righteousness doesn't grow from human anger, so throw all spoiled virtue and cancerous evil in the garbage. In simple humility, let our gardener, God, landscape you with the word, making a salvation garden of your life. Don't fool yourself into thinking that you are a listener when you're anything but. Letting the word go in one ear and out the other on what you hear. Amen. I like this other part to this verse to say, those who hear and don't act like those who glance in the mirror, walk away, and 2 minutes later have no idea who they are or what they look like. My Lord. Well, that's why it's telling us we have to be a doer of the word. I'd like to thank each and every one that was able to stay with us on today. Continue to have a blessed day. And we thank you. God bless you all. And we'll see everybody tomorrow for the word at noon. God bless.